those days, Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leapt in her womb. And Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Most blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant leapt in my womb for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." Mary visited Elizabeth, who was also gonna have a baby. When Elizabeth saw Mary, she cried, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit finds joy in God my Savior, for he has looked upon his servant in her lowliness. All ages to come shall call me blessed." Do 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 do. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in their thoughts. He has put down the mighty and has raised up the lowly to high places. The hungry he has given good things. My soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit finds joy in God my Savior, for he has looked upon his servant in her lowliness. All ages to come shall call me blessed. Do 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 do. Do 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 do. Mary remained with her about 3 months and returned to her home. When the time arrived for Elizabeth to have her child, she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown his great mercy toward her, and they rejoiced with her. When they came on the eighth day to circumcise the child, they were going to call him Zechariah after his father. But his mother said in reply, "No, his name shall be called John."